Can you guess what the number one reported thing that people said they missed the most during the pandemic was? If you guessed travel, you're right. Back in episode 34, I shared my top travel hacks I've learned from traveling all over the world with my husband. And one of the main tips I give was to book Airbnb whenever possible. So I wanted to dive deeper into that tip and share with you how you can use Airbnb to improve and enjoy your life as a whole. So the tips that I give go deeper than just, you know, booking a stay on Airbnb. And if you're an avid Airbnb traveler, I still think these tips will get you thinking, because as I was doing the research on this, I was like so excited. I'm like, we could use Airbnb for so many things. And I'm truly sharing about Airbnb because I love it and it has greatly changed my life in so many ways. And I'm going to dive into that when I start talking about the tips and I give you some examples from stories in my own life, my own experiences and all that. You know how I do. But if you've been around for a while listening to this Intentional Mind podcast, you know we're all about helping you intentionally design your life. And you know that I love to talk about the mind. So I'm going to bring in some neuroscience into these tips as well, because I'm a nerd like that and I did my research. So I wanted to share that with you guys. I think you'll love it. I think you're going to get a lot out of this episode, or at least you're going to get more excited about using Airbnb. I have found that so many people want to have more fun in their life. Like, they want to be the kind of people that dance in the rain. Why I'm saying that is because it just started pouring galore as I'm recording. So I don't know if you can hear the background noise. But anywho, what I have found when I've done some assessments with the people that I coach, what I have people do is assess and rate their satisfaction in various areas of their life. So I'm talking about your satisfaction with your career, relationships, your health, and fun, the area of fun. What I have found is that a lot of people tend to rate this area of their life very low. And I think that this is why we all want to travel so much more, is because we associate travel with fun. And it makes a lot of sense given what neuroscience has to say about this. That's what I want to talk about. So that moves us to our first tip. And our first tip is to book a unique stay, a unique one. Why am I emphasizing unique? First off, let me say what I mean by unique. When I say unique, I'm talking about staying at a place that is different to you, that maybe offers something that your normal home environment doesn't offer. And this is why I think Airbnb is so cool compared to a lot of other kind of major chain hotels and things like that, because Airbnb does offer really unique options of where to stay. They even have a filter where you can click and pick really unique places to stay. And I'm talking about things like staying in eco cottages and rice fields, tree houses, yurts, barns, tiny houses, castles, caves, igloos, trolley cars, bamboo temples, converted grain bins, windmills, hobbit houses, and the list goes on and on. But you don't even need to stay in a place like that unique. You could just stay at a place that maybe offers a pool indoors that maybe you don't experience in your everyday home. So anyways, the reason why I emphasize unique, going back to the neurosciences, that our brains get really excited and engaged when we experience something new, right? So it releases dopamine. And dopamine is known as the feel-good hormone. But the thing that I love about dopamine too is you're more likely to remember an experience when dopamine is released. This is why if you've ever taken a class with someone who's a really boring instructor and you just don't really remember the content, well, maybe that is due to the fact that dopamine wasn't really released, because dopamine being released will also cause you to remember that. That's why when I do a lot of the Airbnb stays, they're some of my favorite memories, because a lot of dopamine is released during that stay. So there's this doctor by the name of Emre Duzzel, not sure if I'm saying his name right, but he's from the Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience. And this is what he says. He says, when we see something new, we see it has a potential for rewarding us in some way. This potential that lies in new things motivates us to explore our environment for rewards. The brain learns that the stimulus, once familiar, has no reward associated with it, and so it loses its potential. For this reason, only completely new objects activate the midbrain area and increase our levels of dopamine. So what this basically tells me in a nutshell is a lot of us might feel like we're not having as much fun in our normal environment because it's not allowing us to release that dopamine. And we need to experience something new to have more fun. So this brings us to my next tip, which is not just about staying at a unique place, but booking a unique experience. This is another option that Airbnb offers that I think a lot of people don't take advantage of or not aware of. So on Airbnb, you can book just simply an experience. Let's say that you're going to stay somewhere else or with people you know in some new area to you, right? But then you just still want to have a unique time there, or like have fun there. Then you can book an experience on Airbnb. And basically what I mean by experience is that people on Airbnb are offering unique experiences that they've created based on their own gifts and talents. So I'm talking about things like cooking classes, there's astrology workshops, yoga that you can take in cool places, healing concerts, history and cocktails, hiking guides, coffee or tea masterclass where they're teaching you how to make this tea or this coffee. You can do like go to an animal sanctuary or do a farm tour, makeup classes, games of all sorts. And more experiences are being added every day. And this is all based on people's personal gifts. And what I love about this is not only do you get to experience something new, you get to honor someone else's gifts, you know? And I feel like that energy exchange, when you're honoring someone else's gifts, I feel like that's just a really good energy that you're creating that's coming back to you in other ways. It just feels good to do that. But I want to tell you a quick story of how this has changed my life. I remember when I was in Peru, so we hiked Machu Picchu area and all around there. And then we wanted to do like a hike in the local area, but we had no idea where to go, what to do. So we looked on Airbnb and we found this young girl who did these guided tours for you. Like she hiked with you and showed you these different areas. And she also brought a picnic and she made her own like guacamole and just like this bread, this fresh bread that she would pack with her. And then she'd pick a spot. So you'd hike with her and she'd pick a spot where you could have a picnic together. And she brought us to these little towns that had like sheep farms and llamas and things like that. And it was so much fun. It's one of my favorite memories, just hiking through those areas and just connecting with her. And that was an example of an experience that we booked on Airbnb. There was another one where we went and stayed at a place where the lady was an amazing cook and she had a beautiful kitchen and she cooked this amazing food and you can be part of the experience and she's showing you and teaching you. And it was really cool because we actually got to watch her do all of this cooking and eat it and everything. She actually told us about it and we engaged as well. But in the morning, she had this big event and it was an Easter morning. So all these people came over and they all enjoyed this food and we got to meet more amazing people. And it was just really cool. And I think that a lot of us can use these opportunities too, these unique experiences to also just meet people in the area and to know even it will lead to more fun things. So take advantage of the experiences that are on there. There are so many. And the other thing I want to say is that you can also be a person who creates experiences on Airbnb. And so that gives you another source of income. So you don't have to have an additional space to offer. You could just offer up one of your gifts. And how fun would that be? That's what's got me thinking. It's like, what kind of experiences can I create in my own area where I can meet new people and also make additional income? So anywho, moving on to the next tip. So the third tip is to book an Airbnb stay or experience to check out a new place you're interested in living or working. The reason I bring this up is because as a career coach, I've worked with a lot of people who want to move to a different area, but there's a lot of fear that comes up. Makes perfect sense given how your brain is wired. It's a completely new environment. So the triggers like it's not safe, like at a subconscious level, that's what's happening. And that's why so much fear is getting triggered for people. And they're like, should I take this job? Should I not? And there's all of that happening. Should I move here? Should I move my family here? All that chatter is happening in the mind. And what I like to say is, why don't you just book an Airbnb, stay there and talk to your host, ask them about the area. They'll give you advice. Hosts are usually very friendly. Even if you don't get to see your host on site, messaging them after you've booked your stay In my experience, they've been very helpful. So that can tell you a lot about the area. And then you can also book an experience and meet new people in the area, pick their brains, meet new friends, and it will just remove that level of fear that you might have. And then also give you some more wisdom around the area and to see if it's a good fit for you. I definitely think you should try it out before you actually move your whole life there, you know? And I think that this is such a cool option, and you can do it at a very affordable rate, where back in the day, it might not be as affordable for someone to fly to a location and book a Marriott to stay. But with Airbnb, there's so many different kinds of stays. And I love that the filter option lets you pick your price range too, so you can see what is the best fit for you. And some people feel good about staying in someone's house and booking a room in their house. And some people are like, nope, that's not for me, which is fine because there's other options for you. But I have found when I've stayed in people's homes, I've had the best of times having breakfast with them in the morning. They've been so kind. Actually, the reason my husband and I ended up moving to our favorite town, Beaufort, South Carolina, was because we ended up staying in a room of an Airbnb host, and she was so friendly. I remember when we got there, she had wine set out for us and like chocolates and like charcuterie board, and we're like, what? And we didn't even pay that much for the room. It was insane. And then she took us into town and showed us everywhere, and we just fell in love with the town. Like, she treated us as family, and that made us really want to move there, and it got us curious. And then we ended up finding opportunity to move there, and then after we moved there, that led to me meeting different people, that led to so many cool job opportunities for me. And it's the reason why I have the lifestyle that I do now, where I get to work from home and travel a lot, is because I stayed at an Airbnb with a really friendly host. I could trace it back to that time. So in a nutshell, if you just are curious about an area or a job opportunity there, or you just want to check it out, why not book an Airbnb stay there and get to actually take it to the next level and try to get to know people there? All right. The next tip I have is to go and work in a new location to increase your creativity and your productivity. You know how we already talked about dopamine, that being released when we're in this new and exciting kind of place. So sometimes a lot of people I found with career coaching is they feel really burnt out with what they're doing, or they're like just so overwhelmed and like stressed with what's happening. One of the best things that you can do is shift your environment. Go to a new place. You ever notice how you feel like more creative about a problem when you're further away from it? Like when we're taking a shower or we're going for a walk, right? You're away from the work. So that's actually called psychological distance. It's basically you moving away from where you're experiencing some kind of stress or something like that. And it allow you to shift into that creative state. So there's a psychology professor, Lily Gia, and she says, our minds are more likely to think creatively about things we aren't experiencing in the now, without the stress. So deciding to work somewhere new may help you shift your energy to a feel-good creative state. And from that state, you can be more productive. And if you've heard me on this show, we talk a lot about energy levels. And basically, your creative state, it's really hard for you to tap into that if you're experiencing a lot of stress, because you are at a lower energetic level, which means you're at a lower awareness level. So again, shifting your environment can help you. So back in the day, people used to travel at the same time every year to the same places, but research is showing that it's changing significantly. More are traveling to new locations and for longer periods of times, especially since more are being offered the opportunities to work remotely or have more flexibility. So if you're not one of those people that feel like you can work remotely or have that flexibility, but you really want to be, then I want to encourage you to just have a brainstorm session with me and let's talk about it. Maybe there's ways that you can advocate. Maybe your role isn't fit for that, but you can shift things around and create a new kind of work and lifestyle for yourself versus living one that you don't like, you know? I just had to bring that up because I've seen way too many people feel like they're stuck in something, and you're never stuck. There's just so much opportunity. And even Airbnb is showing that there's so much opportunity to make income from sharing our spaces or just creating experiences for people. And okay, moving on to the fifth tip. The fifth tip is to use beautiful Airbnb locations for other projects of yours. So I've had a lot of my friends that are entrepreneurs actually book Airbnbs to do photo shoots, to host different kinds of retreats, group coaching events, even record like online courses because they want a certain kind of background. Because I've heard other people say like, oh, I really want to do this, but I can't because I don't have the space for it. It doesn't look right. Well, why not find the space that looks right, that's the best setting for you, that has what you need, and book it and use that for a project of yours. Use that for your work. I've even had my writer friends book a weekend getaway just to get away to write in a beautiful place. That's one of the things that's on my list, that I just want to book a weekend in this beautiful spot so I can just get in the zone and write. Recently, we had someone come on the show tell me that she books every year. She picks 1 month out of the year. This is Angie Heitch. She picks 1 month out of the year to go and work in a new location. And she's very intentional about that, picking a new to her place and just going there. And I asked her about writing, and she told me that she was going to write or create her next course and write at when she has that month away, that she felt like that was the best time for her. Makes so much sense. Because even in my environment and my home, I work from home, but I can get very distracted by all the home stuff, and it can really serve me to shift that environment. So even if you just want that time away and just to recharge, hit the reset button, find the cool place on Airbnb, go recharge, right? But again, the point of this tip was that you use Airbnb for your other work projects because you want a different setting. Just start thinking about if maybe that would be helpful to you, or even a team building thing. You know, there's so many ways to use it. So the sixth tip I have is to make some extra money and reap the gift of sharing. I already alluded to this with like how you can share your own experiences. You can create one and start making money from that. But also if you just have like, you know, an RV, you can Airbnb that. You can Airbnb an extra room in your home if you feel comfortable with that. Maybe you have a unique thing like a tree house or something else that people would like love to stay in. I've seen people just have like this really awesome hammock like bed, like a large one where you can come and stay in their backyard and sleep under the trees, and they Airbnb that out. You can Airbnb a little chunk of land where people can come and camp out. Ian and I have stayed in Airbnbs like that where we just wanted to stay somewhere overnight, pull our tents out, and someone had, you know, a space available for us. So there's so many options for this. Like, you don't have to have just an additional home. There's so many other ways you can go about this. I've stayed in a sailboat before on Airbnb. I'm staying in an RV coming up here in Chattanooga where we're on this mountain, and we're overlooking this beautiful view, and it's an RV, and it's just, I feel so blessed that someone was willing to offer this beautiful space to us, even if I'm just staying in an RV, but it's a pretty cool one. So many fun things that you can do. I've used Airbnb at least 50 times and all over the world, and I've asked every host I've met if they enjoy hosting, and all said that they did, and they loved Airbnb's customer service, and I do too. Anytime I've ever had a challenge like getting into somewhere because maybe I can get a hold of someone or something happened like that, Airbnb is amazing. Their customer service is top notch. But on a side note, like, I've asked people, like, have you had issues with people like coming to your home or anything? And I have really not heard much about having issues. Like, occasionally someone will say, oh, this person was a little messier than I would like. But other than that, I haven't heard any really horror stories. But that's just my own experience. So there's just so many ways for all of us to become like our own hosts on Airbnb with experiences, with whatever spaces we can offer. So anyhow, that's the gist of that tip. Oh, and the other thing is that if you feel like you're not someone that wants to be really involved in guests, because some people aren't, they're like just want to offer their space, you don't have to be. That's what I love about Airbnb, is you could be the kind of host that just offers like a code or directions to get there, and you don't even need to be really involved. Or you can be the one that makes people breakfast and hangs out and eats breakfast with them. It's totally up to you. But I've heard from people that seeing the reviews of how much someone enjoyed their space never gets old. We know that a lot of joy comes from us sharing what we already have with other people and allowing them to feel joy from it, right? Okay. So the last tip I have for you is to use Airbnb to reunite with your family. So recently we booked a large Airbnb in this rural area of Tennessee for a family reunion kind of thing where the family got together. They rode horses. We took hikes together. There was these coony pigs and they were hilarious. And we just got a lot of joy just being around them. And family came from all over the U.S. to meet up in this cool location and cook and enjoy the land and all that. And it was really fun. And those are memories that we're going to have forever. And then just recently, I booked a sister trip. This was like on my goals of this year. Like I really wanted to do a trip with my sisters. I've been wanting to book it for years, but you know, like coordinating the schedules and we live in different states and all that. But it worked out great because what we did is we picked our actual home location. So the trip was meant for we could see our family, but then we took a separate chunk of time to just be with each other. And we went around the lake shore in West Michigan in the Saugatuck area. And we stayed at this Airbnb right downtown. So it was in walking distance with all these cute little shops. And we walked to a comedy show. We were dancing in our Airbnb to like music we listened to in our teenage years. And we laughed so hard. It was so much fun. That's one of my favorite memories now, thanks to Airbnb. And then I remember another favorite memory I have is when my husband surprised me for my birthday. We were staying in an Airbnb in Florida and we flew out to Florida and he had my sister and my brother-in-law there and they were at this restaurant. It was like we ran into them and it was so exciting because they went back with us and stayed in this beautiful home and had like this indoor pool and we enjoyed like the blue lights of the pool. We admired that. We ate around the pool and listened to music. We were like singing karaoke and it's like one of my favorite memories and it was such a cool surprise. Thanks again to Airbnb because it was a unique experience. There's just so many memories that you can create with your family and they'll love it because they'll be even more excited to go somewhere new to them and for you guys all to experience that together. It's kind of like that childlike wonder that gets sparked when you go into this new setting and you're like, oh, what is this like? Look at this. Like you open the doors and you see different places. Like I have so many memories of that, doing that with Airbnbs and like checking things out. I can picture my husband in my mind right now being like, Ange, come over here. Look at this window. Look at this view. Oh my gosh. You know, like, it's just fun. So check out Airbnb for that. Use it to book these family reunions. And I'll go back in my tips here to make some extra money, to feel the gift of sharing, for your work projects, to increase your creativity and your productivity, to check out a new place that you might be interested in living or working. Just have those unique experiences and stays. Spark that dopamine for you. We use Airbnb all the time. Clearly, I have tons of stories about Airbnb. I can go on and on. And I have a lot of funny stories too, but that could take a while to share all of those. But I want to tell you like some bonus things that I love about Airbnb is the filter option when you're searching. Take advantage of that because then you can search for specific kinds of places, places that accommodate a certain amount of people. You can filter by price. You can filter by what amenities are offered, like if you want like your own bathroom or things like that. I also really like the maps feature because you can see like sometimes when we're traveling back to Michigan and Indiana from South Carolina, we can see what places might be along our route and get a good idea that way. And then sometimes we'll just decide that, oh, we're going to lay over here because this place is really cool. So the maps feature is just cool to check out. And I love that there's also this new feature on there where you can be flexible with your dates. It kind of reminds me of like when I'm looking for Google flights, which is another tip of mine, is that you can look and see when it might be cheaper for you to travel or, on Airbnb, it's going to be more using it to see if like a new kind of place that is available. If you just went a day earlier, or a day later, maybe you can stay at a really cool place that wasn't available in the date range that you've shown. So I think that's really helpful. Even if you can just do a longer weekend stay that can just shift your energy, it might really serve you. So that's just one way to get started. Or let's say you can't go anywhere right now, but what are the experiences that are already being offered in your local area? That got me thinking of like a really cool like date night with my husband and I. So anyways, I gave you a lot of ways that you can use Airbnb. I hope you got a lot out of it. And my last bit of advice is to just show up with curiosity. and then follow that curiosity, because this level of energy is very powerful in helping you just simply enjoy your life more. Talk to you soon. Have an awesome day.